Sydney University, mainit ang naging pagtagpo ng mga nagprotesta at pulis habang dumating ang pampederal na ministro para edukasyon, Simon Birmingham, para sa isang pagtitipon. Sa pagdalo naman sa isang pagtitipon sa ibang universidad, isinangtabi ni ministro para edukasyon Birmingham ang naging insidente.
I feel safe wherever I go on Australia's university campuses, in Australia's schools. I think fabulous engagement with academics, researchers, students, teachers.
Sa ulat na binuo ng Parliamentary Budget Office, nakitang tataas ng husto ang halaga ng pautang ng pamahalan sa mga mag-aaral sa universidad mula sa kasalukuyang 60 bilyong dolyar sa 185 bilyong dolyar sa loob ng 10 taon. Sa ulat, sinabi ng kapwa pagtanggal ng pamahalang labor noong panahon ng pamuno ni Julia Gillard sa limitasyon ng enrollment mula Higher Education Loan Program o HELP sa mga kursong vocational at ang di popular na balak ng koalisyong i-deregulate ang matrikula sa universidad ang maaaring sisihin sa nakikitang pagtaas sa halaga ng pautang. Ngayong taon ng halalan, sinabi ng pamahalang federal ang mamungkahi para sa pagbabago sa pamaraan ng pagbayad sa mga utang sa mga iniutang na matrikula. Sinabi ng ministro para edukasyon Simon Birmingham na isang pamahalang masiguro na matutustusan ang pangmatagalang nasabing loan scheme.
We don't charge students a cent up front. We don't make them repay until they're earning around $54,000, and we don't charge any real interest on those debts. So ours is a generous, accessible, and equitable university access system. I'm committed to keeping it generous, accessible, and equitable, but also determined to make sure that it's affordable for the long term.
Sinabi ng leader ng pampederal na opposition Bill Shorten sa kabila ng kabiguang maipasa sa Senado ang polisa ng pamahalaan, nananatili na maaaring singilin ng mga universidad ang anumang nais nilang itakdang halaga.
It is not reform to treat education, higher education, as a cost. Because of the government's deregulation plans, because of their massive cuts to universities, we are seeing Australia's university students and their families being cast into titanic debt. Why is it that this government always makes life harder for young people? Their only vision for higher education is to transfer problems from the government balance sheet onto individuals' debt in the future.
Mariing tinututulan ng Vice Chancellor ng University of Canberra, Stephen Parker, ang nasabing fee deregulation. Sa kanyang nakarang talumpati sa isang pagtatapos, ginamit niya ang pagkakataon upang questionin ang polisa ng pamahalaan.
Just before the last election, the previous Prime Minister announced there would be no cuts to education, a promise which he attempted to break within months. The question will now arise, how can anyone believe that a cut would only be 20% if the government is returned to power? Why wouldn't it be 40% or more? That's the problem with breaches of promise. The replacement promises aren't believed.
Inilabas ng ministro para edukasyon ang panibagong pagsuri sa mga kailangan bago makapagsimula ng pag-aaral sa universidad. Sinabing napakinggan niya ang mga pagkabahala na nakakalito ang sistema. Ang ministro para edukasyon, Simon Birmingham.
It's critical that students have transparency around what it is that universities expect of them to be admitted to university, that students understand what it is that will be required of them to succeed at university, and that universities are held accountable for the types of standards they are applying in the students they admit.
Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para edukasyon, Kate Ellis, na determinadong partidong Labor na ipagpatuloy ang pagpondo sa edukasyon mula pamahalang federal.
And we will make sure that every teacher, that every student, and that every parent is very clear when it comes to the next election just how reckless Malcolm Turnbull's plan is.
Ngunit, ani ministro para edukasyon Simon Birmingham, walang pondo ang pamahalang federal para matustusan ang mga naipangako nito sa mga paaralan, di tulad ng koalisyon.
Of course, the truth is, we're committed to growing funding in schools, to having the funding support for universities to achieve world-class excellence, and for supporting students to go to university without paying one cent up front.